Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kilohertz. I am Fernando Farias, and I'm going to be sharing with you this half-hour program that we have been bringing you once a week since the beginning of the pandemic. If you're an all-time listener of RAI, you know that our programs are at Mondays through Fridays. But since the sanitary crisis began here in Argentina, authorities of public media decided to keep personnel attending to the premises, in this case the studios of Radio Nacional, to a minimum to prevent a further spread of coronavirus. And that's why RAI has been operating remotely, with everybody working from home. And in this context, we are airing weekly programs rather than daily programs. On today's program, we're going to be focusing on an event that has really marked the past few days in Argentina and in the Spanish-speaking world. We're going to be talking about Quino, a cartoonist who passed away last September the 30th. And he's remembered specifically for one comic strip that has touched the hearts of Argentines throughout the years, Mafalda. We're going to be talking about Quino, and specifically about Mafalda. If you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to qslrai@gmail.com. That's qslrai@gmail.com. You can send reception reports there. We are replying them these days with a special centennial QSL card, because we are marking throughout this 2020 the century, the first century of Argentine radio broadcasting. And that's why we have issued this special QSL card. If you want to get it, send us your reception report to the usual email address, qslrai@gmail.com. Okay, let's get started right away with the show. We're going to be listening to some music that I love and loads of people love around the world. But we don't usually get to play it here on our programs, because in general, we broadcast music from Argentina or from Latin America. Despite this being the English language program, we don't air a lot of English language music, because, well, if you're tuning in on an Argentine radio, we assume you're going to be expecting to listening to some Spanish language music, and that's usually what we do. But on this particular show, we're going to be playing music by the Beatles. And why is that? Well, because Mafalda's favorite band, and one of the many things the character is remembered for, is her love of the Beatles, because she was raised when the Beatles emerged and became a global phenomenon in the 1960s. So let's get started with one of the many number one hits by the Fab Four.
She's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad.
You know you should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her. Because she loves you. And you know that can't be bad. She loves you. And you know you should be glad. You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Okay, folks, and now we're going to do something we never did, which is airing the program simultaneously on a different platform. The following segment I'm going to introduce on my show is also available on our YouTube channel. Just go to Rye YouTube channel, which is Rye Argentina to the World, and the following segment about Mafalda, you're going to find it there. Basically, because there are certain topics, as you may know, that are not very easy to talk about on radio, namely cartoon strips or art, I mean, paintings, it's difficult, or architecture. I mean, if you don't show certain things, you can describe them, but if you are devoting an entire show to a cartoonist, it's nice for listeners to have an idea how these cartoons look like. If they never heard about them. And this is Argentina's international radio. I assume many of you never heard about Mafalda, whatever you are. So if you wanna see how these cartoons look like, I've got a segment, the following segment I'm going to introduce, in which I'm showing to the camera these drawings, these cartoons, and you can get an idea how they look like. So check it out on our YouTube channel. It's one of the latest clips in English on Mafalda. This short clip for our YouTube channel is about Kino, the cartoonist who passed away this week. This Kino was he such a big deal for Argentines to be sharing Kino strips on social media all the time, to be so touched by his death. And the answer is yes. He was a very big deal. And he was a very big deal to us, mainly because of one of his creations, his main creation, the creation he's going to be remembered for forever. And that is Mafalda. Mafalda is a cartoon character created by Joaquín Salvador Lavado, a.k.a. Kino, that was published on the Primera Plana magazine, first in 1964. Then the strip moved to El Mundo newspaper, and then to the Siete Días magazine, and Kino stopped drawing Mafalda in 1973. The characters created by him have touched the hearts, the souls, the minds of thousands of Argentines, generations of Argentines. I mean, I read Mafalda when I was a kid in the 1980s, and I was really touched by the characters, by the stories. And now my children, who are growing up in the 2010s, 2020s, I should correct, are also discovering Mafalda now. Well, here are the characters that we all know, that we all loved, not only in Argentina, but in the whole of the Spanish-speaking world. Mafalda has been translated to several languages, but it is super popular in the Spanish-speaking world. You can read Mafalda if you are outside Argentina and relate to it, because Buenos Aires is never mentioned, even though it's clear that the story is set in Buenos Aires. Argentina is never mentioned. The characters are not drinking mate, which is typical of Argentines, but it is definitely set in the Buenos Aires of the 1960s. As a matter of fact, it is believed that Mafalda's apartment, Mafalda, the building where Mafalda's apartment was located, was in the neighborhood of San Telmo, and there's actually a plaque over there. And the monument dedicated to Mafalda is located in the neighborhood of San Telmo. But, well, here are the characters. There you have Mafalda, the central character, a little girl who is in kindergarten when the strips began to be published in 1964. And then she advanced to grammar school, public elementary school in Argentina, you know, wearing the white coats that are the typical, still today, the uniform of kids going to public elementary school. Here are Mafalda's parents. This is Mafalda's baby brother, Guille. This is Libertad, who is an idealist, is the most politicized of all of the characters. Another character is Miguelito, perhaps my favorite. He's crazy. He's always in the clouds. Is at times he appears to be a kind of a sociopath or something. Then you have Susanita, a very good friend of Mafalda, but she's the opposite of Mafalda. Susanita thinks about is, well, becoming a mother, getting married, and having a wealthy husband. Opposite of Mafalda. Mafalda wants to have a profession. She dreams of being a diplomat or working at the UN to contribute to world peace. That's what Mafalda dreams about. Manolito, very interesting character. Manolito is the son of a Spanish immigrant. His father has got an almacén, typical groceries store. All Manolito cares about is money, and he represents the capitalist view of the world in this trip. And then you have Felipe, which is the oldest character apart from Mafalda. He's a very good student. He's very shy. He's in love with another girl who's not a character, any of these characters, and he never has the courage to talk to her. He hates going to school, even though he's a brilliant student. They are all regular kids, and you relate to their childhood, apart from the big questions they ask. These characters created by Kino are part of the cultural DNA of Argentina, and that's why we've been touched by Kino's death. Okay, let's have a look at some strip. Well, one that touches a feminist issue as early as the 1960s, mind you. I mean, he was ahead of his time, Kino, in dealing with this on mass media, in talking about these issues on mass media. In here, we've got Mafalda and Susanita talking, and Mafalda says, well, having children is all very fine, Susanita, but times change. Apart from being a mother, a woman or women should contribute to progress, should do important things. Yes, you're right, Susanita says. I'm starting tomorrow to learn how to play bridge. Mafalda walks away saying or thinking, Jesus Christ, or oh my God. And Susanita is surprised at Mafalda's reaction and asks, what's wrong with you? Aren't important ladies supposed to play bridge? And that was it. Hope you enjoyed it. I just want to give you a quick explanation why Kino was so important to us Argentines and why we were so touched by his death this week. Rest in peace, Kino. Thank you very much for Mafalda and all of the other drawings that made us think, laugh, and at times weep so much. Well, up until then, it was the segment that is also available as a YouTube clip on our YouTube channel, and that I put together in order to be able to show you how these cartoons look like. Because as I said before, this is a topic that needs at least some visual reference if there are listeners out there that are not familiar with Mafalda. And being this an international radio, it is perfectly expectable that somewhere in some country never saw these cartoons. Well, you can see them by checking our YouTube channel, and the previous part is also available as a YouTube clip. Let us listen to some more Beatles music. You know now that is one of the defining features of Mafalda. Mafalda's brother Guiche also loved them. Manolito, one of the characters, kind of the conservative character, the son of the Spanish immigrant, hates them. He hates them for many reasons that, well, some old people back then in the 1960s also expressed as their reasons for the dislike of the Beatles. For example, the long hair, of course, that was unexpected and seen in Buenos Aires back then in the mid-1960s. Also because people loved them around the world, including Argentina, but they were singing in English. And many people disliked that. In fact, Manolito criticizes Mafalda for liking the Beatles and not being able to understand what the Beatles were singing. Let us listen now to some more Beatles music to honor Mafalda and to remember specifically and honor its creator, Kino. Well, there you have a little bit of the Beatles as part of this special program of Rai Argentina to the World in English on Mafalda and on its creator, Kino, who passed away at the age of 88 last September 30th, last week. Kino was born in Guaymallén, in the province of Mendoza, in the year 1932. As I said before, his most famous cartoon strips, Mafalda, were published between 1964 and 1973. After that year, he moved to Italy, and he lived in Europe for several years before returning to Argentina not that long ago. And he passed away last September 30th. Mafalda is clearly set in the 1960s, and many issues of the 1960s are referenced on the strips, both local, regional, and international. I mean, you find references to the Cold War all the time, Mafalda being worried about the risk of nuclear war. She's always worrying about that, obsessing about that, as a matter of fact. In the strips, you can find references to some characters of the 1960s, such as some actual people of the 1960s, such as Fidel Castro, also the Secretary General of the UN back then, Utant. And there are, of course, some references to local events here in Argentina, even though no mentioned directly. For example, there was a coup in 1966 here in Argentina, and on that day the strip was just Mafalda's face. It was just one single frame and Mafalda asking the reader, "So what they taught me at school wasn't real?" That single question about democracy, about the respect for institutions, has really resonated through the years, through the decades, especially considering what happened 10 years later when there was the final coup d'etat, which was a lot worse and gave way to a 7-year dictatorship in which 30,000 people disappeared. You know the story. Kino was asked once what would have happened to Mafalda in the 1970s, in the late 1970s. She would have been a young woman. And Kino, without hesitation, said she would have been abducted. She would be a desaparecida now. Strong, isn't it? There are many issues that touch the hearts, I mean, that resonate with the lives of middle-class Argentines, suburban or urban middle-class families in the 1960s and in the decades that followed. As I said before, I read Mafalda in my childhood, which was in the 1980s, and I still connected with many of the things shown on the cartoons. Going to public school, living with your family in an apartment or in a small house, going to the grocers to buy stuff your mother needed with a list. Well, many, many things. I mean, playing in the streets with your friends. Something that, unfortunately, in big cities here in Argentina, and I assume in many parts around the world, has been lost. Children walking back home from school, grammar school children, on their own. My children don't do that anymore, but I did that when I was 9, 10. I walked back home like Mafalda did. Well, these are many of the things that are referenced on the strips, and why, I suppose, one of the reasons Argentines and Latin Americans connected so much with Mafalda. In addition, you can start talking with your children, as I'm doing now, as they are reading now Mafalda. And Mafalda has given me the opportunity to talk with them about some complex issues, such as racism, for example, such as gender equality. These are topics which are part of the stories. And my children ask me questions, which I welcome, about these complex issues. And their curiosity is triggered by Mafalda. Let us listen to one final song by the Beatles, Mafalda's favorite music, on this special program of Rai Argentina to the World in English.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain,
this part never fails to give me the goosebumps. And with this, we come to the end of this edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English, a program entirely on Mafalda on the occasion of the death of its creator, cartoonist Quino, on September 30, 2020. I'm Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you for listening. Hasta la próxima.